USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has some strong words for Democrats after an anti-hate resolution was passed on Thursday.
I thought yesterday's vote by the House was disgraceful because it's become, the Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace.
The president also got an aerial view of the destruction caused by the tornadoes down in Alabama and said it's hard to believe some of the damage that he saw. President Trump says he would be very disappointed if North Korea resumes missile testing. The president has held two summits on denuclearization with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Republican Congressman of New York Peter King on North Korea.
You know, I didn't trust North Korea then. I don't trust them now. The fact is, all that's going to work with them is constant pressure and letting them know that we're not going to back down.
King was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence. The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence. The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
A federal appeals court says those seeking asylum in the U.S. can go to a court to appeal a rejection. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling expands constitutional protections for illegal immigrants, giving them a pathway to potentially stay in this country. Under current law, if any asylum officer and an immigration judge decide the migrant doesn't have a credible fear of persecution in their home country, they can be deported. A released leaker is back behind bars. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Chelsea Manning back in custody after now refusing to testify before a federal grand jury. That grand jury in Northern Virginia is investigating WikiLeaks. Manning is the former Army intelligence analyst who released classified data to WikiLeaks in 2010. She was convicted of numerous crimes in 2013, but her sentence was then commuted by President Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Several students at a Mesa, Arizona high school say they were disrespected by staff and asked to leave campus because they were wearing Make America Great Again attire. Last Friday was Spirit Week at the high school, and it was dubbed Party in the USA. The Arizona Attorney General's office is investigating whether the school staff infringed upon students' free speech rights. The school is saying the students did not identify themselves and did not leave school grounds when asked. Arizona State Representative Kelly Townsend tells Fox News there's a lot more to this story than we know.
Well, we already have some action happening right now. And that, you know, there's some questions about the various versions of the story that we were hearing. And there's attorneys that are now involved. And one of those attorneys has issued a retraction for the school because the school said that before the video started that the mother came into the classroom or into the school yelling, using the F word in front of students. And the attorney has issued a demand for a retraction because there was actually more to that video that was cut off because there was other students in the video, so the mother didn't want to release that. But it shows it from the moment she got out of her car and went into the building. There was no yelling. There was no cursing or F-bomb. The school chose to fabricate a story about this mother in an effort to discredit her.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.